welcome to the Empower Minutes podcast this week. Thank you for returning, and for all those who are tuning in for the first time, welcome. Empower Minutes podcast is the podcast for everything learning, leadership coaching, and personal growth. I am your host, Dr. Maureen Kwende. I'm a learning leader, educator, and executive leadership coach who is passionate about helping organizations develop their leaders to become leaders people want to follow, or organizations people want to work. That's what we do in my company, EMK Learning Solutions. We specialize in workforce training. So connect with us on social media or reach out to me via email at info@emklearningsolutions.com, and I'll be glad to support you. So today, I would like to welcome you once again to the podcast. So this week, we're focusing on compassionate leadership. In leadership, in today's episode, we'll be focusing on the crucial concepts of psychological safety and its role in fostering compassionate leadership. Let me ask you this question. Have you been in a workplace where you feel completely comfortable voicing your opinions, sharing your thoughts, ideas, and expressing your concerns without fear of judgment or reprisal? You answered yes, then absolutely you loved working there, right? You were able to trust your team. But what if you experienced the opposite? That's poor leadership, isn't it? I have had experiences when I was an employee where the leader was the chief, the expert in doing the opposite. Gossip, backbiting, using information against employees who share, you know, even when they're told that it was just going to be used for a certain purpose, and they use it against them. Just terrible, isn't it? So psychological safety is the cornerstone of trust within leadership, where every member feels secure enough to take interpersonal risk, ask questions, admit errors, mistakes, nobody's perfect, innovate without the fear of being penalized. It's really about creating an environment where individuals are valued for their authentic selves and their contributions are ultimately respected. There is strong work ethic. So why do people even want to talk about or embrace vulnerability in leadership? Leaders who embrace vulnerability create a culture of openness, trust, empathy, compassion. By sharing their own challenges, failures, growth experiences, difficulties, they inspire authenticity and foster deep connections with their team. So in turn, this leads to create engagement, collaboration, and innovation. But we all know that some leaders, they're pushing this perfectionism culture, which is very disadvantageous. Perfectionism can be detrimental to psychological safety. It fosters a fear of failure. People are discouraged to take risk. It even prevents open communication. When leaders prioritize perfection over progress, they create an environment where team members feel the pressure to meet unrealistic standards and are reluctant to admit their mistakes and seek help. A leader who pretends to be perfect and never admits to their own mistakes is actually not practicing vulnerability in leadership. They're actually pushing the perfectionism card. So how do you tell? What are some ways that a leader, that you can tell a leader is not practicing psychological safety? Number one, micromanagement, yes. Leaders who micromanage, they're all about, up in your face, telling me what are you working on, micromanaging their teams, constantly scrutinizing their work. It inhibits autonomy and discourages independent thinking. People quit when they're working with those kind of people. For example, An example of micromanagement would be when a leader insists on approving every minor decision or task, the team members feeling disempowered and undervalued. They're human beings. They can use their brains, you know, allow people the freedom to be able to an extent and manage them, you know, to an extent, make some decisions and be able to help support them in whatever they're working on versus taking the time that you should have been working and using that time to micromanaging people can be counterproductive. Another sign that a leader is not practicing psychological safety is punishing people for making mistakes. Some leaders react harshly when people make mistakes, when people fail, and this creates a culture of fear where team members are hesitant to take risks or admit when things go wrong. You know, I remember a leader one time who would not even admit when they make mistakes, and then they actually punish other people for mistakes that they made. Just horrible. Leaders who publicly criticize team members for errors instead of offering constructive criticism and feedback and support, just so discouraging. People, those leaders who lack open dialogue, you know, they shut down people's opinions, discourage people asking questions. This definitely creates a culture of conformity where diversity of thought is not valued. Right? How about the blame culture? Oh my gosh, I experienced this a whole lot. Being blamed for what I did not even do when many years ago in my career, some leaders, they're experts in assigning blame rather than taking responsibility for their actions. And this therefore creates a toxic work environment. And people are leaving, and you're not surprised when you're actually the one fostering those environments which are so unhealthy, not good for people's mental health. So now we've talked about what psychological safety is, talked about the benefits, talked about how you can tell if you're working for a leader who is not practicing it. So now let's talk about some strategies that as a leader you can use to foster psychological safety. Number one, lead by example. You know, be a servant leader. Demonstrate that you can make mistakes. You know, share your own experience, share your own challenges. How did you overcome them? Right? Admit when you make mistakes with your team. Number two, encourage feedback. Constructive feedback, not about criticizing people all the time. Create opportunities where people can have an open dialogue and listen to each other and learn about concerns and make suggestions. Another way is by embracing failure as a learning opportunity. Everybody makes mistakes. Celebrate mistakes as an opportunity for growth and encourage experimentation and innovation. One way is to establish clear, establish clear expectations. Clarify those expectations. Be clear around communication, collaboration, decision making. What this would do is to create a shared understanding with you and your team. Give support, enough support, and recognize people for the work that they do. By offering support and recognition to team members, this is going to foster and demonstrate courage, creativity, and resilience. So as a leader, I want to challenge you to embrace the culture of psychological safety. This is very essential for empowering your team members, and this is going to help them to reach their full potential. They're just going to be themselves, and this is going to help contribute towards organizational success. When you recognize the signs of a lack of psychological safety and instead implement strategies to foster openness, trust, empathy, vulnerability, progress over perfection, leaders can actually create an environment where every voice is valued and respected. I want to thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Empowerment Minutes podcast. I'd like to invite you to join us next time as we continue exploring this topic of compassionate leadership. Remember that by leading with compassion, you can build a culture of psychological safety where everyone can thrive. Until next time, be safe. This is Dr. Maureen Kwende signing off.